Now, also, some breaking news. This has just been released by the Board of Tennis Australia. Now, this is the first time they have spoken since Novak Djokovic was kicked out of Australia. In fact, they are very quiet, including the chairman, Jane Herdlicker. She's the CEO of Virgin Australia. She's also the chair of Tennis Australia. So this is the first time we've heard, and there's been a lot of criticism about the how silent Tennis Australia board has been. The Craig Tiley, the director of the Australian Open, the CEO there of Tennis Australia there, he's also hasn't stuck his head up since the weekend as well. But I'll just read to you from this statement from Tennis Australia. As the Australian tennis family, we recognise that recent events have been a significant distraction for everyone, and we deeply regret the impact this has had on all players. There are always lessons to learn, and we will review all aspects of our preparation and implementation to inform our planning, as we do every year. That process always starts once the Australian Open champions have lifted their trophies. Australia has a strong and proud tennis tradition, and it has been fantastic to see the crowds out cheering for the world's best players in the lead-up to and over the opening days of the Australian Open. We, like the players and all tennis fans here and around the world, are keen for the focus to now be on the game we are all so passionate about. We are looking forward to a brilliant 2 weeks of tennis ahead. So, waited for this statement. Tennis Australia has been criticised for not making any comment, and they put out this waffle. This is so adenine. Oh, we always review what we did every year. So no focus on what happened with Novak Djokovic. Hope everything's going well. Let's get on and watch the tennis. A complete joke from Tennis Australia. Look, clearly they're going to be questioned about what advice they gave Novak Djokovic, whether it was coming from Craig Tiley or the board. And they are going to be questioned repeatedly about what they were told. This statement from Tennis Australia, it is weak. If you're this week as a tennis player, you wouldn't even have made it to the local club match in your suburb, I can tell you that, let alone the Australian Open. This is just a pathetic effort by Tennis Australia. A lot of questions still to be answered by TA.